proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home, 425-5040.
United Country Real Estate of Mountain Home is the largest seller of rural real estate in the United States. With United Country, you'll find trust and integrity, integral parts of their high standards. As a seller, you'll benefit from United Country's unique and proven marketing system. You owe it to yourself to call the number one team in the nation today at 425-3820. United Country Real Estate, proud supporters of our Mountain Home Bombers.
It is Mountain Home's ball to start the second quarter as they lead Harrison 14-9. Inbound pass goes to Rhett Gilbert as we're back underway.
Pretty even stats. Mountain Home with three turnovers, Harrison with three. Both teams, five rebounds for Harrison, six for Mountain Home.
Haney has it. He's going to dribble into the lane. Now kicks out to Gilbert on the left wing. Up top to Carson. Over to Inskeep on the right. Inskeep dribbles towards the elbow. Kicks it to Haney. He's going to put up the jumper. Won't go. The rebound's knocked away. Goes out of bounds. Last touch by Gilbert. It will be Harrison's ball with as we're 25 seconds into the second quarter.
Yeah, good hustle there by Red on the offensive rebound. Good shot by Drew. Just came up a little bit short. You're going to have Haney step up with some big minutes as post player. As this conference play gets down into the deeper side of things.
Ball goes to Bell. He's got his shot is blocked from behind by Uchman. It goes out of bounds. Last touch by Mount Home. It will be Harrison's ball with 7:23 left in the half.
Uch got way up there. Threw that ball hard off the backboard.
Lorenz and Bell come out of the game as Eli McNutt and Ryder Scribner come back in. Scribner takes an inbound pass. He is going to dribble to the low block for the layup. His basket counts, and he is fouled.
Yeah, Scribner's very crafty. Very good job for a sophomore. He's got a really good head on him. He just kind of used his body right there, got Levi up in the air, initiated the contact himself, but enough to get the call, and then was able to finish.
That is Uchman's first personal foul, team foul number one here in the second quarter against Mountain Home. And Scribner gets the free throw. He's got six on the night, and it's down to a two-point game. 14-12, our score.
It's going to be a game of runs. It'll be a game of runs.
Inskeep into the front court. Gives it to Uchman on the left side. He'll give it up top to Haney. Over to Inskeep on the right. He's going to pull up for the long three-pointer. Good!
Yeah.
How about that?
Yeah, you love to see Coben coming in. He gives you energy on the defensive side of things, and you'll love to get a shot out of him just like that.
With a hand in his face, too. Cecil has it. He's going to try to answer with a three of his own, and he gets it. Cole Cecil with five on the night. 17-15, Bombers up, 6:43 left in the half.
This game's starting to get the feel of a 5A West Conference game now, back and forth.
Inskeep with it on the right side. He finds Uchman. He's going to try three of his own on the wing. That won't go, but the ball's going to sail out of bounds. It missed everything, but Harrison touches it last. Mount Home will keep it with 6.5 minutes left in the half. McGee Harris is going to come in as Levi Uchman takes a seat.
Yeah, you love this Mount Home coaching staff. Just Brad Morris over here on the – just hearing pumping these guys up as they come off, and he handles the defense. I mean, he's just giving all kinds of accolades to Uchman there for the minutes that he had.
Gilbert takes the screen. He's going to pull up for the jumper near the elbow. Good. Rhett Gilbert with his first 2 points of the night. 19-15, Bombers up. 6:13 left in the half.
But Mount Home's going to go to man-to-man. Get out of that zone. Go to a man.
Cecil with it. He's going to dribble into the lane, going in for the layup. No good, but a blocking foul's going to be called on Mountain Home. Drew Haney's going to pick up the foul, and Cole Cecil will head to the free throw line for the first time tonight. Haney's first personal foul, second team foul against the Bombers here in the second quarter.
That's the correct call.
I think so, too.
Yeah, he slid over a little bit late, tried to get underneath him after he'd already left his feet. Correct call by the official.
So Cole Cecil at the free throw line. First shot is up and in. And Cecil's second shot is up, and he gets both. Hayden Martin coming out of the game as Max Bell will check in. Seven on the night for Cecil. 19-17, Bombers up. A little over 6 minutes left in the half. Inskeep into the front court. Throws it to Gilbert on the left side. Up top to Carson. Oh, now Inskeep. He drills up to the top. Over to Gilbert. He's going to give it to Inskeep. Harrison crowd wanting a travel call. They're not going to get it. Inskeep dribbles to the right side. Now ball goes to Harris, to Gilbert. 10 seconds left on the shot clock. Gilbert will dribble into the lane. Has the ball knocked away and stolen by the Goblins. They have a chance to tie on this possession. Here is McNutt going in.
Oh,
that was blocked.
That's what I'm talking
Hoody.
About, Drew.
That's home comes up with the ball.
Drew flies in and blocks that ball off the backboard. Great hustle.
Carson thought about three. Now instead, he'll dribble to the low block. He's going to put up the turnaround fadeaway. It won't go, and the ball's going to go out of bounds. And we'll say last touch by Haney, and it will be Harrison's ball. Braden Dewey's going to come back in for Mountain Home as he'll replace Haney. And Blaine Tate's also going to come in as Inskeep will take a seat. 5:14, let's play in the first half. Mountain Home up 19-17. Hayden Martin coming back in for the Goblins as he'll replace Jackson Kreiner. So Harrison with a chance to tie or take their first lead of the night. Cecil with it up top, gives over on the left side to McNutt. Now the ball goes in the left corner to Bell. Now Cecil has it. He'll give it to Martin, who pulls up in the lane for the jumper. No good. And the offensive rebound for Cecil. He's going to throw it out in the right corner, left corner to Martin. He dribbles to the elbow. Now goes back up to the top. Picks up his dribble, gives over to the right side to Scribner. Scribner's going to dribble to the corner. Throws it up top to Cecil. He's going to try for the three for the lead, and good. Pulls Cecil and double figures with 10. And we got our first lead change this evening. 20-19, Harrison up. 4.5 minutes left to play in the first half.
Harrison done a really good job just kind of chipping away, staying in this game, getting stops, and Mountain Home needs to get a score. Needs to get a score right here.
Gilbert with on the right side. He'll take the screen from Dewey. Dribbles to the free throw line, kicks out to Carson. Now Harris has it, over to Tate on the left. Tate takes the screen, dribbles into the paint, now kicks up top to Dewey. Dewey, he's going to try for the three, that won't go, and the rebound is controlled by Martin. Scribner with it now, he's into the front court. He'll dribble to the left side of the paint, put up the jumper off the glass, and in. Ryder Scribner, good use of the backboard on that play.
He did, and even better use of his body. He stopped on a dime, didn't drag his pivot foot, had about the 10 or 12 footer right off the backboard.
Eight on the night for Scribner. 22-19, Harrison up. Gilbert with it. He's going to pull up for the three for the tie. Good! Ray Gilbert with five on the night. We've got our first tie this evening. Less than 3.5 minutes left to play in the first half. Here is Bell with it. Gives it to McNutt. He's going to call for the offensive foul.
Yeah, he did. Right here on top of it. Good call. The other two officials on the far side couldn't see it because he was behind, but this official right here from the bench, he sure enough just hooked him and pushed him right off.
That's McNutt's second personal foul, team foul number one against Harrison. He's going to check out of the game as Kreiner comes in. And also for Mountain Home, they had a sub as well. Let's see, it was
Ryder McLean came in for McGee, I think.
Yep, McLean did come back in. Here is Gilbert with it, gives it over on the left side to Tate. Now over to McLean on the right. Up top to Carson, over on the left side to Tate, and offensive foul away from the ball.
They're going to get Dewey. That's his third.
Oh, my goodness. That is Brady Dewey's third personal foul. 13 foul against the Bombers here in the second quarter, so Dewey is going to take a seat as Drew Haney comes back in. 3:03 left in the half. We're knotted up at 22.
Yeah, Dewey's over here saying, what did I do? He was kind of sealing, trying to go down the middle of the lane, and, the Harrison guy didn't flop, but he definitely took the contact and fell back.
Here's Martin with it. Has the ball knocked away and stolen by Tate. He's back the other way, going in for the layup. Off the glass, no good. But he draws contact, nearly to the free throw line with 2:47 left in the half.
Active hands right here by Blaine on the outside and able to draw the foul. See if he can make him count by going up here and making these two shots.
That's Jackson Kreiner's first personal foul, team foul number two against Harrison here in the second quarter. So Blaine Tate at the free throw line. First shot is up, bounces around and falls in. So we've got our second lead change tonight. Lucas Paul coming in for the first time tonight for the Goblins, replacing Hayden Martin. Paul, a 6'4 junior. So Tate with one more free throw. And second shot is no good. He gets one of two. Rebounds knocked around and controlled by Harrison. 23-22, Bombers up. Back comes Scribner. Dribbles to the left elbow. Throws it to Kreiner on the right side. He's going to be called. Oh, they're going to call a blocking foul on Harrison. Mountain Home. Rhett Gilbert picks up his first personal foul. That's the last foul Mountain Home has to give in this quarter. 2:35 left in the half. Bombers up by one. Harrison will inbound the ball on the baseline. Cecil will trigger the inbound pass. His pass knocked away and stolen by McLean.
Yeah, bad pass by Harris on the inside. Good job by Ryder having his eyes up and just tipping that ball to him.
Kind of a lazy lob there.
It was. Lazy pass.
Paid with it. He's going to drill to the elbow. Now he's going to the low block. Has the ball knocked away, but a foul is going to be called. So Matt Holm will inbound it with 2:20 left in the half.
Not yet. Not shooting yet. That's only three.
Maddox Bell picks up his first personal foul. 13th foul against the Goblins. So they got one more foul to give in this half. Tate will inbound the ball on the baseline. Gets into Carson. Now Gilbert has it. He dribbles to the right side. Gives it there to Tate. Tate will go to the paint, going in for the offside. Thought about it, he's going to go in for the layup. Instead, he throws it out to Gilbert. Gilbert with it on the right side. Takes the screen. Throws it up top to Carson. Over on the left side to McLean. McLean will throw it in the right corner to Tate. Tate's going to dribble into the lane. He's going to go up for the reverse layup. Good! What a shot by Blaine Tate!
Yeah, went left-handed off the left side of the backboard. Nice little English, really good shot.
Scribner back the other way. Mount home up by three. Scribner's going into the lane, and he's going to be fouled. It's going to be a two-shot opportunity, I think. Yep.
They're going to go to the line. Mount home's in the bonus. He wasn't shooting when they called it, but we are in the bonus.
Yep. Blaine Tate with his first personal foul. 15th foul against Mount home. So, Matt Harrison will be shooting free throws for the final 1:41 of this half. Ryder Scribner at the free throw line. So far, he is 1-for-1 with 8 points. First shot is up. No good.
Man, what's better than a Tuesday night or Friday night in the middle of conference season in the gym? Not much better,
not
is
much,
it?
Not much, especially with a game like this.
Yeah, I know. This is just awesome.
Scribner gets the second free throw. He now has 9, 25-23, Bombers up. Over a minute and a half left in this first half. Tate with it up top, gives it to McLean on the right side. Up top now to Carson, over to Tate on the left. To Haney in the corner. He's going to put up the jumper, a little short, and the rebound is controlled by Paul. He'll give it to Scribner, who's quickly to the front court. Scribner will throw it to Bell. Bell will give it to Paul, who his layup won't go, and the rebound's chased down by Gilbert.
Now, hold on, slow down right here. Let's get a good shot. We've got the lead. We've had a great first half. Let's finish this last minute.
Tate with it. Less than a minute. Let's play in this half. Ball goes over to Gilbert on the left side. Up top to Carson. Over to Tate on the right. Back to Carson between the circles. Back to Tate on the right wing. He'll take the screen from Haney. Dribble into the lane. Now kicks up top to Gilbert. 10 seconds left on the shot clock. Here's McLean with it. He'll take the screen. Now he's going to dribble to the free throw line. Throws to Carson in the left corner. His three-pointer to beat the shot clock won't go. And the rebound is controlled by Scribner. Shot clock is now off. Harrison can tie or take the lead here on this possession.
Need a stop. Big time right here if you're the Bombers.
They are going to hold for the last shot of the half.
Yeah, looks like Harrison starts the second half with the ball too. So
down to 15. Now Cecil has it. Down to 10. Ball goes over on the right side to Bell. Up top to Paul. His pass is knocked away. And, but Bell gets it back. He's able to give it to what are they going to call?
That's such a bad call. He missed the layup, and this guy bails him out with a bad foul call.
And he waited a while to do
it. Yeah, that's two. He did it in the girls' game, and he did it in the boys' game.
They're going to give that to Braxton Carson, his second personal foul.
Bailed him out.
First free throw for Scribner is up and in. If he gets this next one, we'll have our second tie of the night.
He bailed him out in the girls' call. Same thing.
Second shot for Scribner is up, and he gets both. He now has 11. 1.1 seconds left as we got our second tie. As Carson's going to try it. That was so close. Carson's attempt went well from beyond the half court, hit the backboard, hit the rim, and almost in. It is going to be a tie game going into the locker room.
This is a battle right here in the first half, and it is a good one.
Our score at the break, Mount Tom and Harrison knotted up at 25. We'll start the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show in a moment. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Class Kits 101.7.
The holidays have you in a money crunch, but your furnace is acting up and you need a new heating system? Central Heating and Cooling is here to help, and we have financing options available for you with approved credit. Stop by our office today at 1585 South College or give us a call at 425-4717. You can even apply online at our website at centralheatingandcooling.net. Look for the financing tab. We are not comfortable until you are. Turn to the experts at Central Heating and Cooling, your Carrier factory authorized dealer, where comfort exceeds expectations.
If you are tired of buffering,